Hi, this is a dictation for Latasha Gibbs, LATASHGIBBS. Latasha Gibbs is being seen today on January 2nd, 2025. The date of birth, 2/4/1987. Date of accident is 8/18/2024. The patient has been involved in an automobile accident on 8/18/2024 as a passenger in the front seat on the right. Was restrained and was involved in a head-on collision on this day. Apparently, the driver was her neighbor and he is now coming for the treatment for having injury to the head and neck and other reasons. She started having severe headaches along with dizziness, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, and forgetfulness, confusion, loss of concentration, and these our continuing headaches are occupying the entire head, front, back, and the both temples. Pain in the left shoulder as well as neck, mid-back, lower back with shooting pain to the left arm and left leg. Along with this, the pain in the left knee. What the initial symptoms that were complained of? The patient reported that all her symptoms are continuing as it is. The pain in the left shoulder is 8. She cannot lift more than 90 degrees of abduction. She has a stiffness of the neck and she cannot move the neck due to torticollis. Pain in the neck, mid-back and lower back is 10. Shooting pain to the left leg all the way to the ankle and feet is reported as well as to the left arm is also reported. Patient is having extreme pain. All the pains are reported to be 10. And pain in the knee is also, left knee is also 10. And she is having an anthralgic gait and is very painful, cannot climb stairs. ADLs are affected 10, pain level, sorry, ADLs are affected 4, and pain level is 10 overall. 70% improvement is reported by the patient with the physical therapy and help. Kindly review the records for the ADLs for system review. Additional issues, the substance abuse, and a compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure 145/118, pulse 100, pulse ox 100. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit dated December 2, 2024, 1228-005. The patient has a severe spasm and trigger points noticed in the epigastric muscles. On the left side, upper trapezius fibers have several trigger points that are quite painful. Pain in the left knee is also present. Patient was provided an injection of Toradol for severe pain. She's suffering an intra-articular injection of the left knee as well as two trigger point injections to the left upper trapezius. An MRI of the cervical spine and left shoulder was also ordered, which has not been yet available. She has not done it yet. Other than that, the meds were reviewed and the patient continues on physical therapy for 2 times a week for neck, lower back, left shoulder, left knee, as well as left SI joint. The patient is provided with the medications Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for pain relief. Peer results are provided 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches and lidocaine gel 4% for topical pain relief. Is also provided with Neurontin and Flexeril. Neurontin 600 mg twice a day, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day. For pain control, patient is provided with Tylenol codeine number 4 every 12 hours on a PRN basis. Patient is declared off work, housework replacement, and transportation is also checked. Maps have been reviewed. Labs have been reviewed and patient is found to be in stable condition otherwise. They will be seen in 30 days' time after her MRIs are done. Thank you. And regarding the procedures, following are the procedures that are being done. The date of procedure is 1/2/2025. Name of the patient, Latasha Gibbs. First procedure is injection of Toradol intramuscular, 60 mg or 2 cc's. that was given to the right deltoid area, upper part of deltoid injection was provided, and then entire needle was withdrawn and a band-aid was applied and massage was done for the deltoid. Number two, trigger point injections to the left upper trapezius. On examination previously, a patient has been found to be having a severe spasm in the left trapezius muscle as well as cervical thoracic fibers and a severe torticollis as a result of this, and restriction of the neck movements is present. The trigger points were identified by palpation as a reproducible tenderness in the area of neck to the shoulder junction and also one in the cervical fiber. The injection was deemed necessary to bring relief in the spasm. The injections were done successfully using a 3C syringe and containing dexamethasone with the markant 0.5%, and they were injected safely with the aseptic precautions and ethyl chloride spray. Entire needle was withdrawn. Regarding the left knee intra-articular injection, patient is having extreme pain throughout the peripatellar and collateral ligaments. Injection is expected to bring relief from pain and was provided as per protocol to relieve the pain, improve ADL, and decrease the need for pain medication. Thank you. Patient was advised to have an ACE bandage also.